Another First Friday over in Kenai, another fabulous art show that you're not going to want to miss. And I'm talking right now with Nikki Matrusty, who was here, for those of you who made it to First Friday, on the Alaska Bohemian Art. So the first question, Nikki, is what is an Alaska Bohemian?
So it's definitely someone that incorporates kind of the Alaska, I would say, landscape and kind of the ruggedness with sort of like the whimsical side of the paintings that I like to do, kind of a merging of both.
So a hippie?
Yes.
Okay. That word I would run. Bohemians, they were even before the hippies,
yes.
Right?
Yes, they were.
Now, Nikki, when did you start doing this art?
Actually, just for the last couple of years. The art, yes.
No experience before? No?
No, I'd never really touched on it. I do offer kids classes through Alaska Bohemian Art, and so I've been doing kid classes for probably the last 5 years, but nothing like this where it's just my own art.
So if I wanted to take a class, where would I go?
You could go to the Facebook page, Alaska Bohemian Art, and then I've been doing classes at Artsy Junkin right now, and it looks like I might be doing some here at the Visitor Center.
How did Artsy Junkin suit? That is a fabulous facility that she's built out there.
It really is. It's a very inclusive environment. Everyone is welcome, and she has a lot of fun things going on, so...
And Nikki, what surprises me is with no anatomy classes, I mean, you have things here of wildlife that are very realistic and yet very bohemian, very colorful. I imagine some of them, if you put them under a black light, we would be back in the 60s.
And that would be fine with me, but that's actually one of my favorite eras besides the 1950s. I haven't done any black light. I might start to explore in some black light, but everything is going to be bright and colorful. That's what I'm known for.
The color for sure, but what about the detail? Because there are fish here, there are whales here, and does that just come out of your mind?
It really does. For me, being able to do the line work and the detail on all the pictures is kind of like a meditative approach. It's a lot of self-care because I work at the Leisure Center, so it's a way for me to unwind and kind of zone out and be able to just kind of escape into my
heart. So you're not painting a picture, really. You're just going with something that you're feeling and a vision that you have in your mind?
It is, yeah. Sometimes the visions don't shut off in my head. So the next morning, you know, I get to work and try to sketch it out so I can get it out of my head, and then I'll just keep tweaking it.
Now, being a care provider at the Leisure Center, is painting therapeutic?
It's extremely therapeutic, and that's one of the things that I love doing with the kids. Whether they know it or not, art is therapy for everybody. Anytime someone tells me I'm not an artist, I don't believe that. Everybody can do some type of art, and it does have such a healing approach, and it's very, very therapeutic for anybody.
So now the classes that you're offering, are they on a regular basis or are they certain specified dates?
So I do a lot of summer camps. That's what's coming up. And I have a class. I had a spring break art camp at Artsy Junkin. So it's more camps that come up in the summer. There's more. There's a couple camps every month that will be happening. I used to do them regularly, but just being, you know, life and busy, I've kind of scaled back a little bit and make time for this type of stuff.
And if someone would like to get some therapy, how would they sign up for these classes?
So they could just go to Alaska Bohemian Art on Facebook, and they could message me. And I have my classes that are upcoming that'll be posted, and they could just message me or call me.
And if someone would like to buy the art that's on display here at the Visitor Center, like, you got Bigfoot over there, and I can see a place for him if Samantha doesn't buy him first.
They can, they can come to the art show. They can purchase a piece. I also, you know, on the website, alaskabohemianart.com, I have some other prints available on there. I'm kind of starting to build up the website. And I also have Bigfoot and Extra Tufts, of course, and Extra Tufts with mushrooms, because that's my thing as well.
There were back in the 60s. See, I had another question, and I'm going to forget what it was. But give me your website again.
AlaskaBohemianArt.com.
Okay, there it is. And if you want to get some art that is actually for the future, but is based on a lot of the things that happened back in the 60s and are happening now, I'm Merle Sikorski, along with Nikki Matrusty from the Alaska Bohemian Art, returning you to that therapeutic sound of KSRM.